This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith courts one into right down the line. It may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006.
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team. What a ride. The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans, and welcome to a Thursday edition of Two Birds on a Bat, your St. Louis Cardinals fan podcast, coming to you from the patio studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere. Pre or post game, make sure you hit up patios for a whole lot of fun. And of course, as always, special thanks goes out to Randy Green and his wonderful daughter, Stephanie Green, with InnovativeCompanies.com. Doesn't matter if it's residential, commercial, or industrial, they got you covered. The heating and cooling team, electric team, and of course the construction team are fired up and ready to go at your disposal. Get a hold of them. Get Randy out. Meet him. I know once you guys meet him, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. I always mention what a great human being he is. Does tremendous work. He's been doing it for over 35 years, and he's a second generation craftsman that still believes his handshake and his word mean something in this world. That's our man, Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com. Well, missed him last week with it being the holiday, and I'm glad to have back my friend and yours and everybody's favorite Spanish, no disrespect to Polo, but everybody's favorite Spanish broadcaster, the man, the myth, the legend, Benji Molina. What's going on, pal?
What's going on, guys? What's going on? It's good to be back, man. Talking baseball, talking Cardinal baseball. What the heck, man?
Yeah.
Good to be back.
Well, it's the off season, but you know, this off season there's a little movement going on. We've seen it seemed like things were moving really slow in the past, but it seems like guys right now are wanting to get paid, so they're out there trying to get some money. Unfortunately, our Cardinals have been a little quiet, and also unfortunately, I think it's going to stay that way, but is what it is, and we'll get through it. But what's your thoughts so far on a couple of these guys? I know Moustakas, was an interesting signing. He's been getting some one-year deals, and now all of a sudden he gets a four-year deal, and he's going to be in Cincinnati, where I think he's going to hit a lot of home runs in that little park.
I think it's well deserved, don't you think? I think he deserves it. I think he's been crushing it for what, 3 years now?
Yeah, Jimbo? He's done well. He's done well, man. You can't deny it.
You know what I mean? So yeah. He deserves a big deal contract, especially going to the Reds where they can freaking hit. That team can hit. And remember, they had a couple guys that were hurt last year that they're going to be back. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So these guys, don't count them out. And they have good pitching too now. The kids are a little older. They get more experience, you know, so don't be surprised if these guys with the rest, man, they make it happen. So I think it's a good signing with Moustakas. I don't know. Like you said, I'm with you. The Cardinals might be quiet this offseason. They might add up here and there. You know, they might add up somebody. But I think for the most part, they'll be quiet.
Yeah. And the truth is, if you're going to look at the roster, I mean, I'm not quite sure where you go with whoever. I still, you know, it's pretty apparent to all of us, I think. And I think, I know we know where you stand and some Cardinal fans stand is that, you know, they really are going to take a risk here and count on a couple guys to be able to do a job that's not an easy job. And that's bat behind Paul Goldschmidt. And, you know, I think when Marcelo Ozuna was playing, I mean, you knew that's where he was going to bat, and he could handle the job. somebody's going to handle that job this year. And, you know, I don't know that any of us are 100% sure that it's going to be the right guy. Now, hopefully we're wrong, tough job.
Yeah, well, the good thing is that at least the Cardinals are talking to Ozuna. At least they're trying to make a push on him. So at least that gives us a little hope that 100 RBI, 30 home runs, and hopefully go back to 300, we'll have that guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that gives us a little hope on that. But, I mean, it's not done yet. If he goes to the free agency like he is and he finds way, way much money, more money over there somewhere, he's going to take it, man. He's gonna go and take it. He's gonna do it for his family, which I wouldn't even hesitate one bit. Baseball is a game of business, like they tell you. What have you done lately? So if I get more money, I'll go. And a lot of the fans are, you know, they're back and forth. I mean, I know I comment on one. I said I think we cannot afford to lose this guy and Jimbo. We cannot afford to lose this guy. We cannot afford to lose this guy. The only way we can afford it is to bring a guy like Rondon or bring a guy like, you know, that has that same production on it. That will be okay. But if we lose this guy and when we're trying to go at it, just without Ozuna, I mean, that's going to be a lot of runs that are going to be missing. A lot of runs, a lot of games that could have been won. All these 90-plus games that, you know, the average this game this year would go to 80 to 85 games or maybe less if you lose a guy like that, you know. So, and the reason being that we don't have a center field that can produce, right? Not yet. We don't have that. We don't have a right fielder that can produce. We don't have a third baseman that can produce. We have a shortstop that did great last year with the overload, you know, and work overload and stuff. We had a second baseman that had a career year. We had a first baseman having a good year. A catcher having a normal Yadi year. But we don't have three guys. We don't have a third baseman. We don't have a right fielder, and we don't have a center fielder, man. I mean, obviously, Fowler did better on homers and RBIs. We got to take that, obviously. And if he does the same this year with a little bit of more average, I mean, we'll take it. So, but at least we'll have the right field, and if we lose Ozuna, we'll have the left field and third base. So, it is really, really up to them if they want to upgrade or not, man. Because with this pitching, Jimbo, I always been saying it, with this pitching that we have, and now that the bullpen is set, and the bullpen did a heck of a job this year, with this bullpen and pitching, why not keep Ozuna and adding up more runs so we can win more games? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. And, you know, and here's the thing. Like, I try, like, whether or not I want Marcell Ozuna is not at issue here, okay? Like, it's not going to matter to them what I want.
But it's not only what they want, Jimbo. It's what the reality is.
Sure.
It's the reality of baseball. The reality of, you take George Springer out of the Houston Astros, and you tell me they're going to win more games next year.
No, it'd be tough.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You take Eugenio Suarez from the Reds. Take him out. Take him out of the lineup. You think they're going to win the games they want? They're going to be less wins. You going on. You take that guy, the MVP of the National League, Bellinger, take him out of the Dodgers and see if they're going to win that many games. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's reality. That's what we're talking. It's not about what we think or what you think or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and here, and again, where I was going with that was, is it's like, hey, If for some reason, whatever it is, you've decided to move on from Ozuna, maybe he's got offers out there that are 5 years and 100-something million, and you're not prepared to do that. Whatever it is. Okay, we all have to be realistic, right? So if we're not going to sign Ozuna, I could live with it if you said the reason we're not going to sign him is we think we're going to do something better. But the problem is I don't see anything that I know there's no guarantees, but there's nothing that makes me warm and fuzzy that somebody's going to replace him. And I use the word easily because the problem is this isn't a number 7 or 8 hitter that you're replacing. So if you are replacing a number 4 hitter, you better be able to replace him easily. And they can't. Not in this run. Now, does that mean that everybody's not wrong and they're right and in their mind they've already decided that it's going to be Paul DeJong, and Paul DeJong has a great season and next year he hits 30 home runs again, but this time he hits 280? Great. Then, of course I hope that that's what happens. Do I feel like that's going to happen? I don't know. It just, like I said, you gotta look at things and say, yeah, this, I feel really good about this. I don't feel really good about that, you know, and that's just, and maybe John Mozeliak would say, well, that's why you've got a podcast and I'm the president of baseball operations. And you know what? He may be right. He probably is right, but I don't know. It just seems crazy to me.
But it's not about being right or wrong, man. It's what they shown you, right? Like, What did these guys that we had, like, let's name them. I mean, we can name them, Jimbo. We can name them. What is Bader showing you?
Well, he showed me he can play outfield. He can run a little bit.
Uh-huh. And then what else?
He showed me that he really struggles with off-speed pitches.
Yes, and he struggled to produce. He struggled to help out the team. Now, these guys that, like you said, Mozeliak and all that stuff, they live by thinking the future, right? They live by it. They that's what they do. They're like, okay, let's pay these guys because in the future they're going to crush us. Things like that. But it's not like that. I'm talking about how is this guy showing you that he is going to be that guy? He's going to replace Ozuna. How is O'Neill? What have he shown you that he has, you know, he's going to be as productive as Ozuna? In this case, Ozuna, because that's the big bat that we're talking about, right? So what is this guy, what can they do? What can they these guys do that they're going to replace close to 100 RBIs and all that stuff? That's what I mean, man. I'm not dugging anybody. I wish that Bader was that guy, because I really think he could help out if he could hit 280. You imagine Bader hitting 280?
Yeah.
That'll be like a lot of stolen bases, a lot of run scores. I mean, you can name it. It's great. But have he shown us that? Have he shown us that he's going to hit 280? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Have O'Neill shown us? He's shown us potential. But you know what I think about potential? You know what I'm saying? Like, have he shown us the real deal? No, he haven't shown up yet. That's why he's not playing. You know the guy who's showing up, he should be in the lineup? Tommy Edman. Why? Because he's shown us. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's shown us that he showed to us that he's a hustler. He showed to us he can play different positions. He showed us he's a good player, hustle, and he can hit both sides of the plate. I wonder what he could do on an all-year basis, but he's shown us. What did Matt Carpenter show us last year? That he struggled, that he was overmatched for most of the year? That's what he showed us. So that's all I'm trying to say here. We want all these kids to do well. We love these guys. We love the Cardinals. But we need production. We need runs to win. And now that we have an opportunity with the pitching that we have and the relievers that we have doing the job they're doing, man, I would risk letting that guy go, man. I would not risk it.
Well, that's kind of what I want to talk about today.
Unless you bring somebody, right?
Well, and that's the thing. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today, because I want to get your thoughts on something that I think we've gotten away from a little bit when it comes to like our expectations when it comes to baseball. So I want to talk to you a little bit about that today. Before we do, I want to remind everybody to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com. We're going to ask you to subscribe to the podcast there. It takes about 30 seconds. You just click on the banner that says subscribe to the podcast, and it's free. Would love you to check out our Two Birds bloggers as well. We appreciate the work they do. They obviously not writing as much in the off season, but make sure you check them out. Happy to have you guys follow us on Twitter at Birds on a Bat Show. We're also going to ask you to find us on Facebook. Type in Two Birds on a Bat, like our page. Please click invite your friends and do so. And of course, when you see the pinned post, that's our show. Make sure you've liked it, comment on it, and shared it. That helps us reach more Cardinal fans. A lot of you guys do it all the time, and we appreciate it. Two Birds on a Bat Show on Instagram, and of course, as part of lineupmediagroup.fm, home of your radio, a streaming platform for your mobile device that you can download for free today, and I know you guys will love it. Make sure you check out the people that make this show possible, drkristenjacobs.com, who likes to remind you that every day is Skin Cancer Awareness Day. She's done so much out there to help people. If you want to learn more about her, too, you can check out Ooh La La Spa Anti-Aging and Wellness Center to see if there's something she can do for you on that realm. But in the end, her main goal is to always remind everybody to take care of their skin. Every day is Skin Cancer Awareness Day. GatorsBaseballAcademy.com is where knee-deep in the offseason and kids are out there trying to get better. Make sure you check out GatorsBaseballAcademy.com. You can work over in Missouri or in Illinois to improve your game. Their four-pillar system is second to none. Their trainers are fabulous, and I know you guys will enjoy it, so make sure you check them out. And, of course, cannot do this without mentioning our good friend Mike and the crew over at Adam's Smokehouse, located on Watson Road. Open till 7 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And, of course, going to provide you with the best experience in St. Louis when it comes to barbecue. They do the big box lunch orders. They do catering. If you have an event that needs catered, boy, what an awesome event that would be. And, of course, if you live in a certain zip code, they're going to take carry-on delivery as well. But I would suggest you get there, check out the place for yourself, walk in, let that smell hit you. Like when we walk in, we all say the same thing. We walk in there and we're like, man, I'm getting this. And then you walk in and you see stuff and you start going, no, maybe I want this, maybe I want that. If that's your biggest problem, you're doing all right. And that is the biggest problem you have at Adam's Smokehouse. Get over there and say hi to Mike and his staff and tell them the guys at Two Birds on a Bat sent you and recommended it. That means a lot to us as well. But say hi to them for us. That's Adam's Smokehouse, St. Louis. Here's your cue. All right, Benji, here I am, bud. I got to ask you, why is it that we have changed to everything's about projection versus what I've done? And you touched on it, and that's where I was going to take this today. And that is this. There's a faction of people out there that are ready to move on from Marcell Ozuna, and some of it is because they think they know what he's going to do. Just like they're ready to move on for him because they think they know what one of the guys that we have is going to do. We seem to be moving away from putting a lot of emphasis on what a guy has already done at the biggest stage. Like, I don't understand. Like for me to sit here and go, Lane Thomas, and I like Lane Thomas, and I hope he does well. I mean, I think, you know, I would have to say this, though. I think Lane Thomas, if he played every day, he might be able to hit 270 and hit 25 homers and drive in 90 runs if he played every day. But I just said it out loud. I think he might. What I do know is that Marcell Ozuna has done it at the big league level more than once. So therefore, why does it seem like we put more onus on what we think somebody's going to do versus what they've done?
That same question, Jimbo. It's the question that I've been trying to get in my head, right? Like, and I gave you a couple of examples before too. How potential is gonna give you 100 RBI, or how potential is gonna give you 30 home runs? Because potential, you don't know. You don't know. You have a guy that is going to do it. He's done it a few years, and he's been consistent on doing it. Then you think he's going to do it. He's going to do it. He's going to have 190 to 100 RBIs or more, 30 home runs. I mean, this is if he stays healthy, right? Obviously.
Right.
But and then close to 300. I think Marcell is going to bounce back. a year. It's going to bounce back. He was having trouble with his shoulder a little bit, and then his fingers got hurt. Now he's going to be fully healthy. He's going to be his Marcel. He's got used to the stadium. Believe me, it's going to be great. But how are you going to put I'm not taking anything away from Lane Thomas, right?
Yeah, I wasn't doing that either. I hope he does things.
I hope he gets 100 RBIs. I hope he gets 30 homers. I hope he does. And I hope, like we always say, you know, let's hope that they shut us up, you know, like they shut my mouth up. I mean, that's what I want. So how the heck do you have a guy, and I give you this example in the Angels, right? You had a guy that hit 30 homers and 100 RBIs, and he hit close to 300 in Troy Glaub. You remember Troy Glaub,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So they move on from him because they had McPherson, which he was coming. he was supposed to be the next Joey Gallo, you know, type of hitter.
Right.
So they give away the guy who was for sure their main guy, 100 RBI plus, 130, 120, 280. Go look at his numbers. And then all of a sudden, you get McPherson, which never could have found it. And get this. The Angels have never had a third baseman like Troy Glaub ever since he left. You get that?
Yeah.
They have never had a third baseman like Troy Glaub ever since he left. Okay? Now I'm going to give you another one that includes myself. Okay?
Yep.
I had one of my best years, and I've been productive. If you look at my numbers in the Angels organization, you will see that I was average or a little bit above, but I was producing on an every year basis. I started with a good 2000. I finished with a good 2005. That 6 years that I was there producing, Jimbo, producing, taking the team to playoffs three times, I think, out of those 6 years, something like that, maybe four, more than 70 runs batter in, more than 15 home runs, more than 280, 270. I mean, I was average, you know, I was averaging all that. Now, they couldn't sign me because of free agency for what? For a first-round pick catcher. Just how we are talking here about our prospect, right? So they couldn't sign me, and they let me go. And they have never had, listen to this, 2005 was my last year. Since 2005, go look at the Angels catchers, Jimbo. Go. Look at the Angels catchers since 2005. Nobody has come even close to what I have done on a year basis. Not even close, Jimbo. Those are things that the GM, those are things that the president or whoever needs to pay attention to. When you have a guy that has done it and is very consistent on his job, you have to pressure that. You have to pressure. I mean, I keep saying it and I preach it and I will forever say it. When you have a guy that do it, man, don't take a chance on leaving unless you're going to bring somebody that's going to do the same job or close to it or more than the guy. Don't do it. But look at what happened to the Angels. They have never had a third baseman that produced like Troy Glaub, and they have never had a catcher. After they let me go, they have never had a catcher that produced on a consistent basis like me. Not even close. That's a big example I gave you right there.
Well, and you know what's amazing about it to me is like that. Those are just a couple of examples, and the baseball's littered with them. Right now, I'm not naive. I also know that on the flip side, there's all kinds of. I understand that there's things where people have made the right decision and the guys that they brought up wind up being really good, but it's not as automatic. Like, see, my problem with the whole thing is it's not automatic like people think it is. They think, Well, this guy, like, I try to remind people all the time that Harrison Bader's numbers at AAA were really good. You know, everybody wants to run him out of town, and they want to play this guy because his numbers are really good at AAA. Well, so were Harrison Bader's. You know, so were a lot of guys. And when you just start pushing aside guys, now listen, and I mean this, I'm not talking about a guy that batted seventh or eighth. I'm talking about a guy that batted fourth. It means something. Yep. It absolutely means something. So I'm glad we're kind of there, together on that. I want to go now over to our Patterson Tire and Service text line, a whole lot more than a tire store. We want you to give them a call at 618-797-6711. Get a quick quote on tires, brakes, or anything else that they can help you with over the phone. But remember, as I mentioned, they are a whole lot more than a tire store. They're taking care of your car from bumper to bumper. They can handle anything that you need. So make sure you check out their automotive repair services as well. But what you're going to get down there is a great family that's been in business for a long time, and they've taken care of their community, and they've taken care of the people that have entrusted them with their vehicles. So make sure you guys give them an opportunity for your business. I've known them personally for a very long time. Proud to call them my friends for as long as I have, and you will too. That's Patterson Tire and Service, a whole lot more than a tire store. All right, Benji, I bet I've gotten this text for today 100 times, which is fine. I get it, because I knew it was going to happen. And
but that's good, though. That's
yeah,
good.
This is a good one, and I thought it was going to happen. But this ESPN thing, now listen, I say this all the time. If a guy like me or whoever, we start talking about these possible trades that we like or we think could happen, all it takes is for somebody out there to think, well, they talked about it on this show. And the next thing you know, people that don't realize that all we're doing is just giving you, like, we're coming up with ideas, think that there's something behind it, right? Well, I knew this was going to happen, because this wasn't like somebody like me or some of our friends that are just spitballing ideas. ESPN puts out something from one of their guys on a trade that they think could happen. And I think it was taken a little out of context. Like, I think it was like, look, this is an idea. This is something that could work because of needs. And you see this kind of stuff all the time. But this trade right here has got Cardinal fans fired up, because I'm telling you, I'll bet you I've got 30 text messages, people asking our opinion on this. And it's the ESPN thing talking about Mookie Betts. And listen, I'm going to address it, because I've said since day one, I would love to have Mookie Betts. You know who else would love to have Mookie Betts? Every other team in the league would probably love to have Mookie Betts. Now.
Oh, yeah.
So, of course. Now, I hold out hope for a trade like Mookie Betts or Francisco Lindor, because both of them would do what? They would immediately make us better. And they're both superstar players. I love iconic type players that I can hang my hat on and say they're a Cardinal. So I would love to have Mookie Betts. I would love to have Francisco Lindor. Now, for this conversation, it's all about this article. So let's look at the Mookie Betts thing. So the reality is, supposedly, Boston had said they were going to have to move him because, you know, obviously he's going to be a free agent soon, and he's going to cost a bundle. All right. So that's number one. Then they said, maybe not. Maybe we can, you know, well, we're going to try to trade these couple of guys. Well, guess what? Good luck trading those guys. So that's number one. Now, for the Cardinals, like, let's look at this trade. So first off, I'm going to address the actual players involved in this trade. In this trade, the Cardinals would get Mookie Betts, and they would get Nathan Eovaldi. Okay. And the Cardinals would send back Tommy Edman, Arozarena, Jose Martinez, and Brett Cecil. So let's be honest here, okay? Let's start from the reality. And what is the reality of this trade? Number one, Mookie Betts, 1 year of Mookie Betts. And I can promise you this year he's going to make $20-something million, okay? Nathan Eovaldi signed like a four-year, $68 million deal and was terrible last year, okay? This is a guy that's never proven he can stay healthy. He had a good run for like a month, and they overpaid him to keep him. Okay? So now you're telling me that the St. Louis Cardinals are going to take on essentially this year $30-something million in payroll and one of the guys, the one guy that you're for sure going to have after next year, I'm not real sure you want, and you're going to go ahead and give him, and I get this, Tommy Edman, who really helped you last year and cost nothing. Arozarena, who, by all accounts, everybody seems ready to see what they have in him. Doesn't cost you anything.
I think it should be the center fielder.
Okay. All right.
At least two spring training. How's that?
Okay. Jose Martinez, who doesn't really cost you much money at all, and Brett Cecil, who costs you money, and, like, I don't know why anybody would want him. Now, they do say in the article that the Cecil part of this is helping offset some of the money. So that's fine. I understand the Brett Cecil thing. So that being said, let's say this. Number one, here's what I'm going to tell you. Number one, if the Boston Red Sox trade Mookie Betts and they don't get back a better package, and I love Tommy Edman, and I hope Randy Arozarena's great, but if they don't get back a bigger prospect than those guys, then they failed. That's number one. Now, attaching a Eovaldi to it might be that issue, but I don't see them doing that. Like, I see them maximizing their return with Mookie Betts, so we'll see what happens. Number one, this trade ain't ever happening. But we can talk about it and have some fun with it. Now, if you want to talk about trading for Mookie Betts and then locking him up and it cost you a real player that it would cost you, I've said it once and I'll say it again. I may not be willing to trade Dylan Carlson for him, but I can tell you right now I'd trade Gorman for him in a heartbeat in a package. So, yes, I would love to have Mookie Betts. I would absolutely pay him whatever it costs to keep him because I think in the end he does everything for your franchise that you need. So I'll let you talk about it a little bit when you start talking about superstar players getting traded.
I don't think it's going to happen myself because of what you just said. If I'm the Boston Rex, am I going to take Martinez will be a DH, but they probably have already a DH. Let's say the other one, Tommy Edman, has potential. He has 1 year under his belt. I get it. That's okay, but, you know, we'll see. It's not a name guy, right? So the other guys, they are not going to make any. Arozarena is not going to play center field in Boston. And I mean, maybe in years, right, when he gets the chance, but not right now.
Well, if you did this, he would. He'd have to.
Well, yeah, but like I don't know, man. I don't think it's – if I'm the Boston Red Sox, I would not go for it. If I'm the Boston Red Sox, if I want to trade Mookie Betts, it'll have to be for one of your main guys.
Right.
It cannot be these guys that we're saying. If I'm Boston, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's – listen.
And this is not putting down anybody. This is just the real deal. Like,
sure.
I'm just saying in my heart, like, I'm not going to trade this big guy because Mookie Betts is the real player, man. He's a real special player. And he's at his top of his game. And then the four guys that you are getting are not on top of their game. Like, they're not superstar like Mookie Betts. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
They need somebody with that name. They need a Paul DeJong. They need a Colton Wong. They need somebody like that. They need Jack Flaherty in the package. They need Hudson in the package for it to be, like, even. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. And see, and this is what I was getting at earlier, okay? If the St. Louis Cardinals replace Marcell Ozuna with Mookie Betts, essentially, I can't be mad at the St. Louis Cardinals then, right? But that's
no,
not. But it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
It'll be a kind of the same production. You see? That's what I'm saying. Like, it would not – I don't have anything against Ozuna leaving and bringing somebody that can produce the same or close to be the same as him. Of course, man. Bring him on. That's what I want. But if you're going to let go that kind of bat for somebody that you don't know, you don't know how it's going to be. There's no way that you know that the other guy is going to do something like that. The guys that we have, that's what I'm talking about.
For sure.
You don't know. So how in the world do you want to do that? I will never understand that one.
And here's the thing. This is what's interesting about baseball. And this is why you always run this risk when you start talking about these things. They could let Marcell Ozuna walk. They could trade for Mookie Betts, and Marcell Ozuna could have a better year than Mookie Betts. He could. He absolutely could. The difference is that if going into it, if that happens, even if it does happen, you would have to believe that they would be similar seasons, right? So you would still be getting production and everything that you wanted. Now, when you trade for a guy and it completely fails, that happens. Like, it happens all the time. Like, I promise you, Jason Hayward has had maybe a couple of moments in Chicago, but he has never had a full season in Chicago like they had hoped when they signed him. And he is just one of many, many people that we can talk about.
Last year could have been close to him having a good year. You know what I'm saying? Last year could have been that year.
I mean, this, like... there are no guarantees. You know what I mean? So now I think we're kind of in that realm of this is where we're at with some of this stuff, right? Like,
why do you think they're trying to steal tough to Ozuna?
Well,
because of what we're talking about, yeah. They cannot afford to lose him. They're not, I mean, I know they do things, different than a lot of people would want to, but they're not dumb. They're not dumb, and that's not what we're saying here. They're not dumb. They're going to do things the best for them, and that's why they still in touch with him. Because if this guy, Jimbo, if this guy walks, and then we don't get anybody, because that's, we have to mention that, right? And we don't have anybody that replaced that production. Holy moly, we're in trouble, man. And we are really in trouble. I'm not trying to make it just how you say that, just a little bit in trouble. No,
sure.
We are in trouble. We are in trouble.
So let's go back to our Patterson Tire and Service text line. This is Lucas, LucasK2024 on Twitter. With the report mentioned speculation from, I believe, Derek Gould that the Cardinals are going to see if one of these free agents fall into their laps. It continues a trend that I've had for the last few years of playing the market backwards. In recent years, they jumped with it, Cecil, Fowler, Gregerson, and when the market dictated, they wait for something to fall into their lap. This year, the market seems to be moving at a more normal pace. How are they sure that something could be there to fall? And I think I know where he's going with this. So let me kind of like just put it all in the thing. I think what he's saying is the Cardinals have kind of said that maybe they want to wait and see if something falls in their lap. Well, things are moving a little quicker this year. So I guess what he's asking is, what if nothing falls in their lap? Well, I'll go first and just say this. I don't think it has anything to do with really wanting somebody. I think they're going to wait it out no matter what the market does, because the bottom line is the only way they're going to do something is if something falls in their lap. So if it doesn't, it doesn't. It doesn't matter if it's now or later. And I think we've gotten all the evidence that we need on this. Number one, we've talked at length about the Marcelo Ozuna thing. I know they're still talking to him, but if they really wanted to sign him, I believe they would have done it a long time ago. That's number one. And I don't see Marcelo Ozuna qualifying in this, coming back to the Cardinals hat in hand saying, look, I didn't get any offers. I'll come back for this. I just don't see that being realistic. And then secondly, the Cardinals have come out and said basically they're going to have the same payroll last year. And listen, I want to preface this. They've said they're going to have the same payroll this year that they had last year. Well, guess what? Their payroll last year was almost $180 million. So I really can't fault the Cardinals. What I can say is they've got a couple of contracts on there that are jamming them up, and that was a bad decision made by their GM president. I mean, that's it in the end. You can say what you want, but Matt Carpenter and Dexter Fowler are hamstringing these guys from getting better. It's that simple. Benji, your thoughts?
Yep, you're right. So, but let me go back to the free agency. I really think that in their head, nothing. I mean, they're waiting for something to fall in their lap and stuff. I mean, they're always. How many years have we seen this? I mean, we've seen it a few years, right? So.
Right.
Until last year when they went and traded and all that stuff. But before we saw that. Anyways, Jimbo, our free agency resumes and comes down to Marcelo Ozuna, right? Because that's the guy they've been talking to. That's the guy who they want. They want to bring him back. Now, if they don't sign Ozuna, they might become a lot aggressive more aggressive into getting somebody else, right?
Right.
So I think they're really waiting on Marcel and themselves to see if they're aggressive or not in the outside. That's what I think. The payroll thing, the payroll could tell you something. The production on the guys could say a lot different, right?
Sure.
We discussed this for a long time already. Fowler had a great year on RBIs and a great year for him in homers. But we need him to obviously hit more for average. That meaning that he will get more RBIs and he will get more run scores and he will get more stolen bases. He will do more if he gets a higher batting average, right? So let's go back to Carpenter. Carpenter has looked bad all year this year. But the guys are behind him. The guys are behind him, and I saw that and I noticed that. But you being behind a guy doesn't mean he's producing for your team. He's not producing at all. Last year, he wasn't. So guess what? They need to make up their mind what they're doing with this kid, Carpenter, because do you want to win or do you want to be a nice guy, right? So you need to really, really think about what you're going to do in the free agency. They believe they can still do it with the people they have. But they need to bring at least Marcel Osuna back for me, to think that we have a chance, right? I mean, unless you get Rendon or one of these trade big deals. So, but if not, Jimbo, you know what happened. You saw what happened once we got to the playoffs. It became really rough, but I think they are waiting to see our free agency big one. It's Marcel Osuna, I think.
Well, and that, let's face it, that really ties in to everything that'll really tie into how they like to do business, right? Because either Osuna, and again, I don't see this happening. I could be completely wrong, but either Osuna comes back to the Cardinals later and says, look, I really didn't get what I thought was out there for me. I would like to stay here. You guys know I'd like to stay here. So if you just give me a good contract, I don't see that happening.
I doubt it, man. I doubt that nobody's going to go after this guy. I really doubt it. I tell you, Jimbo, I think he's a guy that everybody wants, man. Think about him in Cincinnati. Think about him in Milwaukee, which everybody thinks that's where he's going to end up. Think about him going to even Chicago. Think about him going to any place that is a hitter's park. I mean, you know, a lot of teams are willing to spend money on these guys. They will. They will do it. So I doubt that he's not getting offers around. He just want to stay home. He just want to stay at St. Louis. That's what he wants. Now it's up to St. Louis to, you know, do his part and, you know, get him or maybe not, whatever they want. But if they don't do it, Jimbo, holy crap, man, we're in trouble.
Well, and again, I think the whole thing comes down to, you know, who's going to do it? It's just not as simple as, well, we're just going to replace him with somebody else. Now.
Yeah, you tell me who's going to do 130 and maybe 280. You tell me right now, Jimbo, in your head, in our club, who's going to do that?
I don't know. I have no answer.
You don't, but why do you don't know?
Because they haven't done it.
Exactly, and because they don't have anybody. If you had a Machado in your team, and if you had a bunch of guys like that, you right away give me that answer, right? You
sure.
Say, well, Machado can do it. Well, Goldschmidt can do it. But we don't have it. We don't have those guys. We hope that Goldschmidt bounce back on his average. That means more homers. That means more RBIs. Same with Fowler, more average means more home runs, more RBIs. We hope that Carpenter comes back to the way he was. I mean, we hope so. We hope that we can keep Ozuna, man. That's just bottom line, you know?
Well, and again, I don't know what the answer is because let me put it this way. I know what I would like the answer to be. I know what I think it is. But again, it's real easy to sit here and say, well, yeah, you just this and this and this and this. But the truth of the matter is you got to be realistic about who we're talking about. And, you know, thinking that the Cardinals are going to go outside that quote unquote comfort zone of theirs, it's just not going to happen. It's just, you know, and I will say this, you know, they have done a few things over the last few years that were a little bit un-Cardinal-like. And the truth of the matter is a couple of times that they've done it, it hasn't really worked for them, you know? So
it's just crazy to think that, and in this case, Jimbo, we've been talking about Ozuna. I let me tell you, it could be anybody. It could be somebody that's producing that you don't want to let go. In this case, it's Ozuna because that's all we got, right? But it could be just anybody that's producing for you and you don't want to let go because he's producing. He's doing his job for you and you don't want to let go. That's just bottom line.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, you know, to see what they do. I've said it once and I'll say it again. If it's not going to be a definite upgrade, or in Ozuna's case, I mean, I don't know, like, I mean, there's not very many players, like, whether people, I don't care where you fall on the Ozuna fandom, there's not a lot of realistic players you're going to get that are better than him. There's not, like, you can't sit here and start telling me all these realistic candidates that you can go get that are better than Marcell Ozuna. And that's whether you're an Ozuna fan or not. You know what I mean?
And you had him. And you had him, and you have an opportunity to have him again this year because he wants to stay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he wanted to. I mean, I don't know where he's at now. He may be offended. He might be. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's business. I think everybody knows it's business, but still.
But you have the opportunity to keep these guys, is what I'm trying to say. You have the opportunity. It doesn't mean you will.
Right.
Like you said, but you have the opportunity because you have him in your hands. He wants to stay. Now, pay the guy what he's really worth. You paid a bunch of guys money, and they haven't done what you expected from them. So now this guy, you can expect it because he's going to give it to you, and you're hesitating to pay. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know what the answer is for the Cardinals because I don't know that it's an easy fix for them because of their situation.
I think the answer is very simple. I think the answer is to sign this guy. And if you don't sign him, well, at least bring somebody that can give you that production and we're okay. You know what I'm saying? But just don't let him go and don't bring anybody because now that's when we get in trouble. And that's what I mean by being easy, you know. The easy thing to do now is bring this guy back. Now, if you don't bring him, okay, no problem. But bring somebody that's going to produce the same way so he can help out our team win some games too, you know?
Well, I've saw other things. Like I told people, you know, I saw some recommendations from some people, and I keep going back to like this guy because I think he's a prime example of what I'm talking about. I've seen people suggest a guy like Corey Dickerson, and I've said this 100 times. Corey Dickerson's a nice baseball player. He's not a guy that you sign and you go, he's going to carry us. He's just a nice baseball player. The reason you're saying sign Corey Dickerson is because it sounds realistic, right? Because Corey Dickerson is a guy that, kind of like Moustakas, doesn't seem like he's, or until this year, but like in the last couple of years, it's like, well, how come nobody really wants Corey Dickerson? He's a good player. Well, I mean, because he's like it like we don't want nice players anymore. We're going to replace nice players with players that we're not sure about but don't cost any money, and we get to see them because they're younger, and we're kind of assuming that our nice young player, while maybe he won't be exactly Corey Dickerson, he's going to be close, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then and I'm like, plus Corey Dickerson doesn't really replace Marcelo Zuna, so why would I do that?
They're not the same player, and he won't be the same production either.
I don't know. I like I said, I don't have any real like expectations by any like, you know, when you have free agents out there like Anthony Rendon and I mean, we could start there as far as offense is concerned, right? Or even Josh Donaldson, you know, or whatever. I haven't even given any of them even a thought.
You give me a reason, if you're listening. I mean, I'm talking about everybody, right, Jimbo? But give me a reason why we can have Josh Donaldson for 1 or 2 years. You give me one reason why we cannot have it.
Well, I'll give you the Matt Carpenter. That's the reason.
I know. So are you really going to count that as a reason, or are you just saying because we have it?
Well, what I'm telling you is that is the reason. I mean.
No. It's the reason because we have
him. Yeah, because we have him.
Give
me
a real reason.
Oh, well, I mean, I listen, we should want to have a guy like Josh Donaldson. He would help us immensely.
Yeah,
but it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? That's the type of player you want in your team. He's a hustler. He loves playing. You know? He loves being in on the field when he's healthy, of course. He loves being out there. He's a hustler. He's going to fight for your team. I mean, I don't know why we can have a guy like that, especially when we have Carpenter struggling. If Carpenter was doing his thing, man, I wouldn't even consider, of course. I mean, we won't be talking about it. But he's struggling. He's having trouble. So I just don't understand why in the world we cannot have a guy like that. I don't get it.
Well, I will say, you know, I don't know what the answer is going to be. Well, no, I take that back. I do know what the answer is going to be. There's not one thing that leads me to believe that the Cardinals are going to expand on their business model. Now, that being said, it seems highly unlikely. Could they find a way to move one of these pieces that's causing them issue? I'm sure they could try. I just don't know anybody that I just don't see any way, shape, or form where the two guys that I think, and listen, I'm not, this isn't a bitch session about Dexter Fowler and Matt Carpenter. It's a reality discussion because they both carry salaries that are good, really good salaries in today's market. Okay. Really good salaries. Mike Moustakas, I believe Mike Moustakas might be making the same money or a little bit less than Dexter Fowler. He's definitely making less than Matt Carpenter. Okay. So this is what we're talking about. Okay. Those are the guys that are preventing you from doing multiple things. Number one, they're not only preventing you from going out and getting an improvement on the market, they're clogging up your ability to see what you have in some of these younger players that may or may not be better. So it's a lose-lose for me all the way across, all the way across.
I'm with you 100%, man. I've been saying it. I don't have anything about a guy that produces for your team, because obviously that's what our job is. Our job is to produce, and I have nothing against anybody that produces for the team and do the job. But what I will say something about is when you pay a guy and he doesn't do the job, that's, you know, I will say something about it because I'm a player. I was a player, and I would like to say that, you know, I like to produce because they pay me. That's what I'm trying to say. So I really do believe they need to look it up very seriously, what they're trying to do with Ozuna in this case. In this case, it's Ozuna, but it could be anybody, man. They have the team. They have the pitching. They have the they have the relievers to hold off some leads. We saw what happened this year when we could hold the lead. They end up winning 90 plus games. So if I were the Cardinals, man, I would tell you what, I would consider keeping my offense intact. I would consider all this about bringing a guy that does the same as Ozuna, but no other than that, man. Not lower than that, man, because we can afford to lose production like that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be it's not going to be an easy fix. It's just not. I just don't see a scenario where this thing all of a sudden we're like, yeah, all right, look how it's going here. I just don't like. I look at the roster we have now, and without, I mean, I'm not naive not to think that there might be some small little piece that's going to come in, but there's nothing of any significance that I see happening. Now, they could prove me wrong, of course. Things could change. The market could change for them, but it doesn't feel that way to me. But we'll see what happens. I mean, like I said, I've always said it. The St. Louis Cardinals.
Well, we want it to happen.
Yeah, for sure we do. For sure we do. So how are you doing?
We want them to give us that big hope they gave us last year, you know, when they brought, Goldsmith.
Sure.
Or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't see back-to-back years. I mean, for them, Goldschmidt's a big move. I mean, that's a big move. Let's face it, that's a lot of money, right? So that's a big move. And I don't know.
I just hope they go back and think, about what they're doing with Ozuna, man. I really do believe it. Unless they're going to bring somebody else, Jimbo, that could replace him with his numbers and all that stuff. I'll tell you, man, I really believe that we cannot afford to lose this guy. And people got mad at me when I commented it in Twitter.
Yeah, well.
They're like, yes, we can do better without him. And, yes, we could do that.
Well,
and I hope they let him go. I said, all right, well, give me some numbers. I mean, some names of the guys that you think is gonna do 130 and 280 or something. If you give me the numbers, I mean the names, that's okay, you know.
Sure. Hey, we are both alike. We hope they're right. You know, we hope we're wrong. I know I do. I hope I'm wrong. You know, I want the Cardinals to do well. So before we get out of here, I got to tell you, man, I know a lot of our fans are happy to see you on back on social media. And, man, you're getting after it. You're working out. Are you like, I think people are wondering, are you making a comeback? Like, did somebody contact you about a catching job next year? Are you making a comeback?
I wish I could, man. The way that things are right now, the way if I could producing how I was these days, holy crap, I should have been great. I should have been paid good, you know, and things like that. So now it's just for health, you know, health issues and trying to get my mind up from other things that I have. And but yeah, no, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going with it. I'm going to keep working out. I'm going to keep going after it. It's really hard, man. It's really rough. The workouts and stuff, because those workouts are for people that are in shape and CrossFit. But
yeah,
but they're very nice to me, Jimbo. They're very nice. They know that I cannot do those big exercises because I cut 20 years and my knees are not very good and so they know that. So they model it to me, right? They do the stuff. If I have to do 10 reps, they say, no, you do 6 or 8, however good you feel. Or don't put so much weight on it, you know, and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So they're very nice about it. I'm very motivated. I think I do my bike for 9 miles in the morning. And then I go in the afternoon, I go CrossFit. So I'm also doing it for my girl, you know, for Kelsey that I have here with me and I want her to get in a good healthy habit, you know, so
sure.
I'm doing it for her too. So, but yeah, it's going good. It's going great. I get beat up, you know, I get beat up. I come out really tired out of that class and, And it's very cool, though. It's very cool. It makes you feel alive again, you know. When you start losing weight, you start feeling good. You know, you like it. You know, and I'm eating healthy now, so it's a great thing, you know.
Well, let me tell you, I'm glad to see it. You've inspired me. I'm trying to get back out there and get in the gym myself. And I'm like, if Benji can get after it, I can get after it. That's kind of how I'm approaching this. Well, so you've inspired me.
Yeah, no, man. Don't get afraid if they say CrossFit is not for you. I mean, I had so many players and so many people that know me say, nah, that's not for you, BMO. That's not for you. You'll be quitting pretty soon. And let me tell you, man, I'm not planning on quitting, and I'm not planning on quitting. Every time I can, I'm going to go and do my best out there. Obviously, they modify my workout and stuff for what I've done, and so I don't hurt myself. But still, I'm out there. So if I could do it, man, anybody can. So if you go out there to CrossFit, just go with a mindset, with an open mind that instead of 100 pounds that everybody's doing, man, don't feel bad if you do 50 pounds or don't feel bad if you don't do the lunges the way they say it, you know, and then do it so you don't get hurt and things like that. So that's the way I'm doing it. But I still get a nice workout. I still feel good. We'll see what happens. Hopefully when you get to see me again, you see the difference, buddy.
Well, I'm sure I will, and I'm assuming I'm going to see you in January at the winter warm-up, and we're going to have a lot of fun. But until that time, I know you're out there enjoying that wonderful weather. Although, man, we got good weather here too, man. Like, it's 50-something degrees outside today, and it's December. It's feeling nice.
You got a heat wave.
It's balmy out there. But listen, man, I appreciate you obviously taking the time, and as we do in the off-season here, and trying to figure out exactly what's going on for the Cardinals. And I want to thank all of our listeners as well. And one last time, a special shout out, of course, to the people that make this show possible, drkristenjacobs.com. Remember, every day is Skin Cancer Awareness Day. To the Gators Baseball Academy, make sure you check out gatorsbaseballacademy.com. Located in Missouri and Illinois, it's the off season. It's time to get better, so give them a call. Make sure you check out all of the great people that make this show happen from Adam Smokehouse. So let me tell you, if you go over there and meet these people that work hard and really make sure that you have a great experience when you go there, you're going to understand why it's the best barbecue in St. Louis. They're located on Watson Road. We're going to encourage you to get your butt over there and have some of the best barbecue in St. Louis. That's Adam Smokehouse, St. Louis. Here's your cue. To our good friend Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com, and his wonderful daughter Stephanie and he are running just an amazing, not just a business, but they're over there doing something for people, and they take time during this part of the year to make sure that people are taken care of, and we appreciate our relationship with them and the people that they are. But we do want to make sure you give them an opportunity for their business, residential, commercial, or industrial. Give them an opportunity. That's InnovativeCompanies.com, and don't forget the first responder and military discount. Just show them your proper ID, and they want to take care of the people that take care of us. Of course, Patio's takes care of us as always. The original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans every game, pre or post game. It's Patio's, folks. We are twobirdsonabat.com. Subscribe to the show there. Check out our Two Birds bloggers. Find us on our social media sites at Birds on a Bat Show on Twitter. Follow us there. Find us on Facebook, Two Birds on a Bat. Also on Instagram, Two Birds on a Bat Show. And of course, guys, lineupmediagroup.fm, home of your radio, the streaming platform for your mobile device. We couldn't do this without them either. For all of us here at Two Birds on a Bat, let's go, Birds.
Let's go, Birds.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.